our Your Stock, Our Take segment. It's an interesting company this week. We have a question from Sam in Victoria, who's a listener. Thank you, Sam. It's on American Green Inc., ERBB on the OTC markets. Aaron, I'm going to let you take that one.
Sure. So the question, what is your take on American Green Inc.? I read that they're building an entire town in California based on marijuana. Could this be a good move for investors? Thank you so much for your question, Sam, because I actually
Are they building it out of marijuana with hemp?
Town that they're actually building literally out of marijuana. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Not a lot of details provided yet, but I'll just say to Sam that I definitely found it entertaining to look into this into this company. So the short answer to your question, our take on American Green is that it is not an investable company for us. I had to do a double take on the share price and the share count. So it trades at 0.17 cents per share. So that's 1/17th of 1 cent. I'm not sure if I've ever seen a share price that low before. I can pretty much guarantee that I've never seen a share count this high. They have over 13 billion shares outstanding right now. So that, just to put that into perspective, that's more than Apple and Microsoft combined, two of the most highly valued companies in the world. So this is
impressive.
Sorry, Ryan?
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's impressive.
We've been around.
Because somebody
this
has
game
to sell those shares,
now.
Right?
Yeah. We've been around. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But we've been around and I have not seen that often. But yeah, somebody at some point has issued and sold those shares.
13
and,
billion
it's
of them.
It's impressive they've been able to keep selling those to the market.
It is. So it's the company,
kind of.
Very impressive.
Sorry.
The company's also on the pink sheets. So the pink sheets has the lowest disclosure requirements of all of the OTC's three markets. So the OTC in general, over the counter, is definitely considered to be higher risk, even at its highest quality market. But the pink sheet is the lowest quality, and in the OTC's own website, they refer to the pink sheets as having no minimum financial standards. So we generally avoid pink sheet companies at all costs. So you are correct, Sam, that recently the company did make public, or it was made public, that the company is in talks to buy a town in California. And presumably this is with the intention of turning the town into some type of a marijuana tourist destination. And so the idea here has some promise, I suppose. I do not know of any other marijuana-themed towns. So I'm sure if they built one and they built it right, then it would attract customers. But personally, I have no confidence in this particular company's ability to pull this off financially. Looking at the financial statements, they've essentially are making no money right now. $9,000 in revenue in the last quarter. Last year, they reported $370,000 in revenue for the entire year, but lost $2.7 million. They've reported more than $10 million of net losses over the past 3 years. And in terms of the balance sheet, they have less than $200,000 in cash on the balance sheet. They have $700,000 in debt. So from what I can see, this company has very little in the form of financial resources to turn this idea into a reality, and I would not touch it for a number of reasons.
Yeah, I guess if you build it, though, they will come.
Yeah, but it costs money to build it. That's the problem.
Yeah, and it's the if. On the way there, they may get lost, and they may have trouble seeing it through the haze, but the marijuana culture is definitely, all kidding aside, they believe in cannabis, and if it was potentially built, they would come. But that is such a big if. And looking at this company and looking at the past history, it's just one that it's not investable for us.
No.